Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
Hello, afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive, live this afternoon at Corner 16. It is the 7th annual Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill Turkey Drop, live this afternoon, Corner 16, where we are. We'll have to turn down the tunes here just a little bit, because all I hear is Bob Dylan's harmonica.
You're not digging the harmonica.
I dig the harmonica. I'm just saying I don't know that the listeners dig the harmonica.
Let it be known, Russell is a known harmonica hater.
Big harmonica guy. Love the harmonica. Nothing against it. All right, the 7th annual Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill Turkey Drop is underway. Live today at Corner 16. And let me just go ahead and tell you right now, because we've had like 30 people here waiting to get the bird. If you want one of these turkeys, you better get down here, because I don't think they're going to be they're not going to last the first hour. I mean, we're going to get rid of these things pretty quickly. So, yeah, go ahead and help yourself, sir. Esteban's supposed to be managing this. Instead, he's hanging out with Phil.
Esteban.
The system has already broken down the first minute of the show.
Esteban.
And so.
Esteban.
Manage the turkeys.
Hey, that poor guy was waiting on you, and you were just chatting with Phil.
He's just waiting for a turkey. You got one job, Esteban, one job. We're not paying you to be down here and eat and talk to Phil. Actually, I don't know if we're paying you anything. But nevertheless, listen, if you want one of these turkeys, courtesy of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, you better get in here like I'm talking the next 15 minutes, because I don't think they're going to last much longer. We got about 50 of these things, the Godfather and I, earlier today. We've been storing them in the freezer here at Corner 16. And they are.
What's their freezer look like back there?
I don't know. They won't let us back there. I think it's like a liability type thing.
I got to go back last time. Time. Yeah, they gave me a tour of the kitchen. I didn't go in the freezer, though.
Maybe it's just me.
I think it might be.
So anyway, we appreciate Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill for doing this every year. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I'm always freaking out. Like, I don't know, man. I'm just kind of a worrywart by nature. And every year, I'm like, oh, my God, nobody's going to come. Nobody's going to come. I'm going to have 50 turkeys. And, like, what am I going to do with them? And every year they're gone just like that. So I always start off with just an immense feeling of relief that people, you like me. You really like The Drive. All right, thank you for coming out and getting these turkeys here this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Esteban is supposed to be managing this. He'll let us know when we get down to, like, 10 or so.
Again, he's hanging out with Phil.
I know. Tara, what do you expect, man?
It's funny how you and Phil mended fences on right before the turkey drop.
Yeah, we hugged it out.
I feel like you both owe the listeners, the entire Drive family, an apology for the way the two of you behaved the other day. Was ridiculous.
If anybody owes an apology, it's you.
What the hell did I do?
If anybody owes an apology, it's you, good sir.
I'm sorry for not stopping you all. There.
So,
go ahead.
Come on out. 1640 Bob Kirby Road, where we are this afternoon. Right on the corner of Bob Kirby Road and Middlebrook. Right across from the big food city out here. And I'm telling you, if you don't get here in the next 10-15 minutes, I can't guarantee you a turkey. Okay? So that's the deal. And the rain, as we get started, the rain is dissipating, I understand. And
I saw sunlight. Briefly, like the sun came out when I went home.
Really?
What
is that strange glowing orb in the sky?
But I tell you, we're snug as warm in here.
Yeah, we got sweaters, we got good food, we got cold drinks, we got international soccer on the telly.
Oh God!
Bear, where's your sweater? Did you not get the memo?
No, I don't wear sweaters.
No,
I'm not a Nancy boy.
Of course, anti-sweater.
I've just not been a big sweater guy.
I'm surprised. Looks like the weather should be fantastic for the game on Saturday. As this is a big one, man. A win would be huge simply because it is an SEC home game. You're an underdog, which would increase the sweetness of victory. But big picture wise, it's another chance to send a message.
Yeah, I want him to send a message to Derek Tooley.
Well, to him, but also to the rest of the league, to the college football world, that, and speaking of Dooley, you won't have UT to kick around much longer anymore. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Remember, Dooley said that at Media Days his last year. You won't have Tennessee to kick around anymore. Guess what? You did.
Yeah, thanks to him.
But if you are able to win Saturday, to me, you beat Missouri. There's no way you turn around and lose to Vandy, right?
No, and it's bigger than just a Missouri game. It's a statement that being bowl eligible, not waiting on Vanderbilt, being bowl eligible is our goal. We're going to go out. We're going to take it. There's nothing you can do about it. And we're going to punish you for the next 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge opportunity to close the – we could close this season out on like a 5-game win streak here.
Yeah. Could really build some big mo.
Finish 8-5, sign a monster recruiting class, and we could be about to follow that up with a monster basketball season, a deep tournament run in the NCAA tournament.
We could talk all winter and spring and summer about how the giant has been awoken.
Yeah, that would be absolutely huge. So,
start on Saturday, though.
Yeah, you got to win the first one, and this is going to be a difficult game against Missouri, I think.
Yes.
If we're able to do that, I dare say, man.
I've got something for your five things already.
Play a clean game.
No, I've got the five things.
You need any help?
But because then it wouldn't be five things. It'd be six things, or like five things plus whatever Bear thinks.
Okay.
So you can have a thing. Okay. Well, how many things do you want?
You know,
just
it's
one.
You know, it's
just
not
one?
You know, okay, it's not so Friday, so we do that on Friday, Bear.
Wait. Did you know that today's Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. Just I don't know.
That's
maybe.
It. I'm getting ready. No, I didn't.
Are we at
because
National RX?
We're not at National RX. I knew it wasn't Friday. You'll be dealt with this weekend. You really need to watch what you say. People have noticed.
I've not said anything.
Uh huh. Go ahead, Russ.
Well, it's just a big game. I'm excited about it. Big game this weekend for the Vols.
I hope
Missouri.
We go out with the same attitude that we went out. And we got a glimpse of it with Tennessee football putting out that hype video.
You like that?
That's the real Jeremy Pruitt. He's the one in the locker room. I mean, Alante Taylor does not need to get thrown out of this game, though. Definitely. I guess I'd fall under what? Play a clean game.
Well, he's done that, what, two games in a row now that he's made it through? Or did he get
Don't
thrown out?
Don't turn the ball over.
No, he got thrown out of Charlotte. So he's made it through
two
four
back
quarters.
To back.
Two home games back to back. Alabama, he made it through South Carolina. Two Alabama and Charlotte he got thrown out of in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, he punched somebody from Alabama, like, literally, like, from me to you in front of Pruitt.
Not a heady play, granted.
Not his best moment.
No. Teachable moment. If you're Jeremy Pruitt. How excited are people going to be in this town?
If we win Saturday?
If we end up the season on a 5-game winning streak.
Oh, we'll be completely obnoxious and unbearable for anybody outside of Knoxville.
And if we follow that up with the monster recruiting class, and if we follow that up with a deep NCAA tournament
like
run.
Like a Final Four run?
I'm telling you, man, I feel like the clouds are maybe beginning to dissipate a little bit, literally.
I mean, what would you do for that run for it to happen?
What would I do? Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. Something insane.
Stick my hand in the lawnmower?
No. See more something fun.
Okay, good. Eat the jalapeno like
no,
like Nate?
No, those guys are, I mean, they're like.
Well, what? It's, what? It's like,
you, I don't,
you
I don't just, know. I mean,
you
come, up,
had
come
something
up with
in
something
mind?
Good.
Ask me the question, and I'll tell you whether or not I would do it. For all three, for an 8-5 season, a monster recruiting class, and an NCAA tournament run to the Final Four.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot I wouldn't do, I'll tell you that. Not a whole lot I wouldn't do. Would you shave your head for it, Brandon?
Yeah. It'll grow back.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Would you dye your hair green, Bear?
I used to keep my head shaved.
I could see that.
No, because I'm getting ready to
really?
Do the read of mine.
For an 8-5 season, a top five recruiting class, and a Final Four run, would you get
a tattoo?
This is too soft.
That's a good question.
That's the one I was trying to build up to.
How big a tattoo of what? Where on my body? What are we talking about?
We're talking right there, buddy.
A big my whole shoulder.
Yeah. Bears' biggest fan.
That's what it's going to say. I don't know, man. A Final Four would be pretty sweet. And I'm to the age where I don't have to take my shirt off in public very often anyway.
Either like Yosemite Sam yelling back off.
Yeah, I do it. I do it. For a Final Four? Are you kidding me?
Yosemite Sam wearing a Tennessee jersey saying with back off in Old English written above it.
Oh, that actually would be pretty cool. Bears' number one fan would suck. Because every time I go to the pool or something, I'd have to explain that. Just Yosemite Sam, they just think, oh, look, he's a big Tennessee fan. I could deal with that.
Would you have your pinky toe surgically removed?
Sure. What the hell do I need it for? I've got 9 more.
You do need it. Isn't that, like, critical to your balance?
I think that's an urban legend.
Say. I don't believe that. You believe everything a doctor says?
Yes. That's why people spend, like, half their income on health care.
Surgically removed. You're not having to hack it off yourself.
That's
you put me under anesthesia,
mm-hmm.
surgically remove it. How do you do that? I mean, there has to be like some sort of saw or something involved.
Just get a set of pruning shears.
Oh, yeah, what are you
just,
doing?
Just snip it off.
No, that's not surgically. That's like,
it'd be like cutting through a chicken
bone. With a garden tool.
Nah, we'd sterilize it first.
No, we're not doing it.
What do you mean? We're not doing it. We're doing it live on the air. We're not doing it. Get out of here, Brandon Orton.
Be like, me up. Or are we going to do it like the Civil War? Just feed Russ a bunch of alcohol, tell him to bite on a wooden plank and hold on for dear life?
It's a stick wrapped in gauze, maybe a little ether on it. Maybe get him a little woozy. Give him a shot of some.
And so I get gangrene afterwards.
No,
that's nice.
Because we're going to dump moonshine all over.
then
we're going to cauterize it with open flame.
Off the rails here, segment one of the show, just scratching the surface. Stay with us. We'll get back with your Rocky Top Report brought to you by.
Can't wait.
Bo Kregner, Chris Burleson coming up next on The Drive. Fox Sports Knoxville live today at corner 16. Esteban, how many birds we got? A lot? We're good? Okay, cool. So come on out. Maybe I was a little bit too premature in saying that we're going to be rid of these.
That's what she said.
The initial push was strong.
Yeah, people were here waiting on it, man. People are here waiting on it. So come on out, get your free Thanksgiving turkey, courtesy of our friends at Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, East Tennessee's premier personal injury law firm and the official law offices of The Drive. We appreciate them doing this for our listeners every year. Come on out. We'll give you the bird. Free Thanksgiving turkey this afternoon. We got the little plastic bag for. I know you're not supposed to get plastic at the grocery store anymore, but we thought that would make it easier. It's not going to melt all over your car. It gives you the loops to hold it. Nate and I were like, we're pulling these turkeys out of the freezer. Your hands get really cold doing that. You would be surprised. Pulling 50 turkeys out of the freezer.
I wouldn't be surprised because of.
We're like halfway through. We're like, man, we really should have brought gloves. You wouldn't have thought that, but.
Why would you not think 10
pound blocks of ice, basically.
I just wasn't thinking about it. It's not something I do regularly, okay?
I got a pair of.
All right, stay with us.
In the bag.
The Drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville, Rocky Top Report coming up.
The Drive. Now, back to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Rocky Top Report brought to you by the Kregner Group and the mortgage pro Chris Burleson. Tennessee returns to the practice field. They'll be indoors again most likely today, getting ready for a big game with Missouri this weekend, 3:30 kickoff on CBS. It'll be nationally televised. Senior Day, Tennessee will be saying goodbye to 13 seniors. And as we speculated yesterday on Check It or Wreck It, will this be Juwan Jennings' last appearance in Neyland Stadium? That kind of had me in my feelings a little bit, I'll admit it, yesterday towards the end of the show. And will there be anybody else? I'm sure there'll be underclassmen who just leave, you know, playing time. It certainly seems like the writing is on the wall for Corte Sapp to hit the road here in the near after the season. He hasn't played, I think, in the last two ball games at all. And there'll be some other guys, I'm sure, leave early, but Drew Richmond, after 4 years on campus with two very highly touted freshman tackles most likely coming in, will he want to stick around? I would lean towards yes, but I don't think anything is certain.
Who would tell him? I mean, what's he wanting to leave early to start a career outside of football?
He's
not getting drafted.
I would think not.
Are you drafting him?
No. But put yourself in his shoes. You've been here 4 years, and if we sign Wanya Morris, he's going to start.
Yeah, but if we finally started showing.
He's probably going to. Can you hold these dudes off?
It's not a matter of holding dudes off. Your game is, and we've actually seen improvement in his playing this year for the first time in 4 years. I feel like he's gotten better as the seasons went along. I mean, nobody's going to mistake him for Harry Galbraith anytime soon.
He's improved. My concern with has he improved enough to where we feel secure about him being one of our tackles next year? I would say no.
I'd be fine with him being in the rotation, but if the youngins come in and they're outplay whoever, and I think that's how Pruitt's going to be. The best player is going to be on the field,
and that's as it should be. A couple of Georgia commitments visiting. We talked about Nolan Smith, Trayvon Walker, a couple of five-star defensive linemen coming in. Those guys are considered firm Georgia commitments. Linebacker Tresman Marshall, another Georgia native and current Georgia commitment, coming in here. And you know, some people, you know, speculating, maybe we shouldn't be wasting visits on guys that aren't going to come here.
How do you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
You know what? That's just like Russ. That's just like the hottest girl in school. She never gets asked out. Somebody's got to step up and ask her.
But it's like
they're never going to dance with us unless we come play football. It's like, hey, why don't you come over here and play a little football for Tennessee?
It's like in sales. You're not going to get a yes unless you ask. What's the worst that could happen? I say they tell you no. Okay. Guys like me, we're used to rejection. Can handle it. Yeah, I say bring these kids up, man. What the worst that happens is they tell you no. They used you, had a good time, you fed them a steak dinner at Ruth's Chris, so what?
Yeah, and they also might down the road when talking to somebody be like, you know what? I got treated like a king in Tennessee.
Had a good time up there in Knoxville. You ought to go check that. That Pruitt guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Make sure you go check him out. And if we get to the point where, you know, next year we've won some more games and have a better pitch to the top flight guys.
Then, who knows? And maybe they see something they didn't expect and they're like, you know what? The Georgia depth chart is loaded. I could play next year at Tennessee. This Pruitt guy knows what he's doing.
Or just get him up there to Knoxville on the campus.
You never know until you get him up here.
They might see somebody they might want to talk to again.
You never know. Basketball, Devontae Gaines does sign last night. So Tennessee signs their three commitments, Josiah James, Drew Pember, and Devontae Gaines out of Buffalo. All scholarships now spoken for. Rick Barnes' program.
He's in the barn.
Yeah, we'll see if something opens up, if we have a defection or anything like that. But as it stands now, I think we're pretty set for next year's squad too.
So Pemberton's didn't reclassify?
Pember.
No, he signed with Tennessee, so I think he's going to be here next year. I was reading about him. Did you see the thing with his foot injury?
No.
He injured his foot in an AAU tournament. He goes to...
He plays on Bobby Mays' team.
Yeah, he goes to a doctor. They say, oh, you got a hairline fracture. So he stays off it for a couple of weeks. They go to another doctor like, oh, no, you don't have a hairline fracture. You've got an ankle thing. So he goes through a rehab process. Goes to another doctor. Oh, you don't have an ankle thing. You've got a fracture. It's not a hairline. Like, it's a third different thing. So he had like three different diagnoses.
Wasn't Lanfranc, was it?
Yeah, basically wasted like 4 months. So he's back now and playing. But what is going on Westchester's beard? Are you watching? Was that beer? That's disgusting. Did you see that? That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
And he's still spilling.
He's got beer foam all over his
beard. So where are we at with Pember?
Pember? What? We signed him. He's going to be here.
Okay.
What about this? Don't you understand? I'm sorry. I have to be nicer to Bear.
No, do what you want. Cody put out a pretty good tweet today. He said, I got a hold of one of your drive breakdown sheets.
Yeah, I saw Cody. I saw Cody McClure. Funny guy, Cody McClure. You know what? I got a hold of the Talk Sports program as well.
Why don't you tweet it out?
I don't need to tweet it out because I can tell you what it is. Guess what? We're going to talk about the NBA for 3 hours. So the two people in Knoxville that care about that will be thoroughly entertained. There's your Talk Sports program for the day. We'll repeat that tomorrow, by the way. How about that? How about that funny guy, Cody McClure? How's that? You think that's funny?
That was a little bit harsh. What the hell? John didn't do anything now. That's why you're ripping John for, too.
I don't know.
Collateral damage?
I don't know. It's a week out from the holidays. I get a little antsy. And I'm watching our national team. We just gave up two goals in about 2 minutes.
In what?
Soccer.
Oh. That's almost winter. Why wouldn't it be hockey? I want to see the hockey.
I've got my eye on Alabama getting whooped up on by Northeastern.
Hate it for them.
That's right. Northeastern, not Northwestern.
Hate it for them. Where is Northeastern? Northeastern what?
It's up in Louisiana? It's in Boston. No, it's up in Massachusetts.
I'm pretty sure it's in Louisiana.
Northeastern?
I'm almost positive.
There's another Northeastern, though, because I got a buddy of mine. He coaches football at Farragut. He was a defensive tackle for Northeastern. Old friend of mine.
I think Bear's right. I think. Why would you have Northeastern in the South? That seems kind of oxymoronic.
Granger County School System. Mm.
The Rocky Top
Report. You taking a shot, Bear? You taking a shot?
Always.
The Rocky Top Report is brought to you by the Kregner Group. Bo Kregner, committed to delivering the highest quality real estate service possible in East Tennessee. Give him a call to set up your free consultation at 865-742-1035. That's 742-1035, or just visit them online at bonoshouses.com. Once you find your new place, you're going to need a mortgage. Call my guy, Chris Burleson. He is the best in town. We'll get you the lowest rate guaranteed. Chris Burleson is the mortgage pro. And if you're thinking about buying, building, or refinancing, call Chris today at 865-388-7634. That's 388-7634. Or just go online to BurlesonMortgageTeam.com.
Bear's correct. Northeastern is in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Northwestern State is in Louisiana. So
yeah, but he said Northeastern. Knucklehead.
Okay.
Repeatedly.
Okay.
It's not the same as Northwestern State.
Okay, but it's easily confused. Listen,
okay, Bear was right, but I can see where you're going because Louisiana does have, like, Southern is in Louisiana. Northwestern State is there.
That's what I was getting confused with.
Louisiana is all about the direction. They love the compass in Louisiana. When they run out of things to name a school, they're just like, we'll just name it a direction. and that's what they do. So I can see how you would have made that error. 865-546-8200. We'll take a quick break right here. Coming up, your Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day. We've got a good one for you here today. Plus, what do we got? About a dozen turkeys or so? About a dozen turkeys left here at Corner 16. So if you want a free Thanksgiving turkey, make your way on down here. We will hook you up. 1640 Bob Kirby Road on the corner of Bob Kirby and Middlebrook. It's your 7th annual Ogle, Elrod, and Brill Turkey Drop. God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly. WKRP is Cincinnati, a classic.
God is my witness, Andy.
Stay tuned. It is The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville. We're back with more after this.
The Drive.
Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues. The mayor has left the building, ladies and gentlemen. Mayor's got to eat.
Good Lord.
He came.
Enjoy Seaville.
My mayor.
Coming out, brother.
My mayor. South Knox. South Knox.
Let's go to the phones.
South, that's not what we call it.
So, no.
Well, I mean, there's that, but.
865-546-8200. 546-8200. We get set to open it up here this afternoon. Let's get John Tweet in here first against my better judgment. Good Dubsy. Afternoon, Tweet. You're on the drive.
Dubsy, good day.
Yes.
I'm calling in ahead of schedule.
Now, I like that, mixing it up a little bit. That's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to flip the script. I want to bring everybody's mood down early.
Are you watching the national team get the brakes beat off it by England right now, John Tweet?
I didn't even realize the game was on, man. I'm out here working for a living. But now that I know it's on, I will turn it on. What's the score? Are they getting hammered?
2-0 in the 36th minute.
First half's the only one that tells you anything, because then in the second they start bringing on like 6-7 subs, and it's something they would never do in a real game. So I just don't know,
you know
who
that
they have
right
over there. I doubt they have their best team.
Limited substitutions.
You know, in a real game, you only get three subs. You can't watch these. The friendlies have six or seven, or they might go more than that, and then you're breaking up the back line, which is something you would never do in a real game. No, so, you watch the first half and try to take from it what you can, and then hopefully some kids get some time. So, I mean, at least that's how I try to watch the friendlies. Dubsy.
Yes.
I would is there any way I can sponsor a turkey for somebody less fortunate as opposed to somebody that can easily afford the turkey and walks in there and steals a free one?
Yeah. What do you know? We're not doing this with you. No.
It's not a charity thing. It's just something nice that one of our sponsors does for our listeners. You don't have to be there's no means testing here.
It's not for the needy. It's simply for the able.
It's for whoever wants to come down here. That's the beauty about the drive. We've got captains of industry in our audience and the dregs of society and everything in between. And whoever wants a turkey is welcome.
I mean, we down on pork meats, and we've eaten with kings and queens.
I'm just trying to do a good deed for the less fortunate in Knoxville.
Okay,
not about
who do you want? Who do you want your turkey to go to?
Well,
John,
Russ, I don't want to call them out publicly, so that, you know what I mean, somebody knows they're less fortunate. If they're a person of need, they call in. I'll whatever I need to do to pay for a turkey for them, I'll take care
of it. Leave it to you, Tweet, to be the only person in the world that could come close to just throwing a wet blanket on the turkey drop day.
So what do you want me to do? Take one of these turkeys like down to Broadway and wander around the Salvation Army or something?
Find somebody to go down there.
Hard times. Here's a frozen turkey, poor guy
who
probably doesn't have access to an oven.
They need an oven. I mean, you know, maybe can't y'all deep? I'm sure Cody McClure could deep fry it up. He's got a fryer, I bet.
No, he does not.
He does not?
Nope.
Somebody down there's got a fryer. Somebody's a big fried turkey guy. Dubsy, what can you tell me about this new signee? I know he's playing in Hargrave this year.
The Gaines kid?
Yes. Devontae Gaines. I guess he graduated and then he spent this year at Hargraves. Is that correct, Hargrave?
They call him the ticket. They call him the ticket.
Gaines?
The ticket.
The ticket?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a ripoff of KG.
Was he called the ticket?
The big ticket.
No.
The ticket. He's not the big ticket. He's just the ticket.
I thought Grant, you could kind of name him like the less big fundamental. You know what I mean? Cause he's kind of got that Tim Duncan-y old man type game, you know, kind of banging inside a little bit. He needs to develop that bank shot off the glass. So what do you know about this Gaines kid, Dubsy?
Not much. When I watched the film, which, again, I always preface that by saying, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, breaking down film, but to me, physically, he looks like a clone of the Johnson kid that we already have, Jalen Johnson. He's just a really tall, long, athletic body. And his highlight film is him jumping around the rim, making all kinds of plays, you know, put back dunks and stuff like that. So,
yeah, he's 6'7", isn't he? 6'7", 6'8"? Fairly lean.
I'd say a good 6'7". Yeah, 180 pounds maybe.
I meant to ask you this the other day, and I watched that Georgia Tech game. Did I miss something, or did Derek Walker basically get no time?
Did not play, coach's decision.
I was like, somebody messed up.
I mean, I was trying to watch it, and somebody else said, no, he got in. I said, I don't think so.
No.
I don't remember seeing him on the floor at all. It looked like they went with their starting five plus maybe who? Folky and French Quay Pond. French Quay Parker.
They played
eight
guys.
And that was about it.
Huh. They played eight guys.
You know anything more about that?
They played eight guys, Tweet. Pons, yeah. Fulkerson, and Jalen Johnson had like 4 minutes. So, really, they played seven.
Yeah, Jalen didn't get a lot of time. And I don't think he played poorly when he was in there. I mean, he knocked down 1-3, and then that was about it. Missed one other shot, maybe. And I think he got a rebound or two.
Yeah.
So, you don't know anything about the Derek Walker stuff, basically, is what you're saying.
It's curious. No, I mean, I don't know if he's hurt or in the doghouse or what, but I found that curious, too.
Doghouse.
Because he did play a lot. I mean, do you know something?
No, I don't know anything. That's why I'm asking you. I mean, you're more glued to it than I am. I just watched the game and didn't see him play.
He's talking to me.
Bear, you know anything?
No.
You're just recklessly speculating that he's in the doghouse.
No.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. We could do
no,
that.
No, I'm not.
Well, maybe Phil. You said Philly dropped by. He hadn't called yet, right?
No. Phil hadn't called.
Maybe Phil's he'll call him with some inside knowledge. All right, boys. Y'all have a good show.
Thank you, Tweet. I'm glad we could get to the bottom of that. The Derek Walker mystery. Lamonte Turner, though, is the one to me that he'll be the key here. If we can get him back in the fold,
have you heard anything about
him
that?
Healthy. Yeah, they said he's going to play. I mean, Barnes yesterday said he's
just being careful.
Yeah, he said he's being careful and he's got to get his wind up, all that stuff. Watching this, looks like Bama, they're in trouble, man. They're down to Northeastern by 12 with about 3 minutes to go.
They're losing.
Is that real basketball?
I thought
we were talking about fake.
No. Oh. It's the Charleston Classic.
What's fake basketball? What are you talking about, like an exhibition or the NBA or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
How would it be the NBA if we're talking about Alabama and Northeastern?
That's a good question. They're playing the Charleston Classic. I mean, that's a bad sign for Avery Johnson in year number three. You go to the Charleston Classic early in the season and get dumped by Northeastern. Not a good look. A year after you were embroiled in the NCAA FBI investigation with your recruitment of Colin Sexton. And now here you are struggling against Northeastern, a school that we weren't even sure what state it's in.
I was.
How many turkeys we got there, Esteban? Is that the last one?
10.
Oh, we got 10. Okay.
10
All right.
left.
We got 10 left. 10 turkeys left.
Could last 30
courtesy
seconds.
Courtesy of our friends at Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. I'd say if you get down here by 4:15 or so, we can probably accommodate you, barring some sort of sudden rush on the bird here. Beautiful day outside.
Hmm. The rain's supposed to, I thought the rain was supposed to stop at 3 p.m.
So did I.
That's Has what, it not that's stopped?
That's what your executive producer told us yesterday.
Has it not stopped?
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not raining. I mean, I don't see any raindrops.
Still cold and damp out there.
Okay. Well, it's been raining for the past week.
I've got to get my flu shot tomorrow.
You've been saying that for three weeks now.
You've got to remind me.
You're just going to wait till you get the flu.
No, God, no. Last time I had the flu, I was in bed for like 2 weeks. It sucked. Got to get my flu. Everybody, go out to National RX, get your flu shot.
You're not a flu shot truther.
No. Huh.
It's the government's way of IDing you.
No.
I don't think it works.
We haven't had a flu pandemic yet, have we?
Maybe half the time. But even people say, it's only like 20% effective. All right, well, I mean, that's one out of five chances you're giving me not to get the flu. I'll take that. It's free with your insurance. I think it costs like $20 or so if you don't have insurance. Come on down, National RX. Get the shot with Bear. Tomorrow we can do it as a family, as friends. Be a lot of fun. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with the hot question du jour. brought to you by our friends at Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Stay with us. It's The Drive live this afternoon, corner 16. Come on out and see us. The turkey drop continues right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive.
You piss in your pipe and smoke it. The Drive.
It's time for the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day. Brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Located in Cove Lake State Park. Online at RickardRidgeBBQ.com.
Oh. All right. Question for you here this afternoon, Brandon. I guess it's just you and me because Barry's disappeared.
I guess so.
What would you rather have this year? What would you rather have? The number one signing class in the country or a Final Four run in basketball?
Number one signing class football.
Yeah, that's what you want?
Or a Final Four in basketball.
Number one signing class in the country in football or a Final Four appearance in basketball? No, and not guarantee you a national championship. I'm not saying national championship. I'm just saying you make the Final Four.
Give me the Final Four. Give me the Final Four. Bear, never been done before.
You get one. What would you rather have this year? Number one recruiting class in the country in football or a Final Four appearance in basketball?
Number one recruiting class.
I'm with Brandon. I want the Final Four, man. That's a result.
Okay.
You don't know. Know that anything's, you don't know if you're going to do anything with the number one recruiting class.
Yeah, there's a lot of unknowns. I mean, some of those guys couldn't pan out. Likelihood that they probably won't, but even if they do all pan out and they're all great players, you're still not guaranteed anything from it.
I don't know, man.
Give me the result. Listen,
I mean,
that's
tough for me. I really want it.
Nick Saban did sign the number one recruiting class in the country, his first full cycle at Alabama, and they went 12-0 the second year.
That may be the greatest class ever signed.
If I told you we go 12-0 next year if we get the number one signing class with
now this is
well, that would change it, right? I mean, I would.
This is so much harder now.
You know what I would try? I would say, look, but Rick's going to get us there the next year. Let's go ahead and take 12-0
in football. That's not part of the deal.
That's how I'm going into it.
Here's the thing, though. 12-0 doesn't automatically mean anything. Alabama went 12-0 year two and didn't win a thing because Florida beat them in the SEC championship.
Yeah, but you got the playoff now.
And then Utah kicked their teeth in the Sugar Bowl.
We'd have to play Alabama again if we went 12-0. You realize that? More than likely.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why it's so unfair that
– That's why I take the Final Four.
And win a national championship, you're probably guaranteed that you're going to have to play Alabama three times if you're Tennessee.
Okay, but if you go 12-0 next year, theoretically you go 12-0.
Right.
You're still probably in the playoff.
Yeah, because you've already beaten Alabama and whoever else. What other juggernaut teams from the West we always play every year?
I mean, I think Mississippi State's the opponent next year.
Yeah,
dude, I don't know how much fun it'd be off the hook if we got to go to a final because we were good. We're going right. That deal's still in place.
Minneapolis.
If Tennessee goes to the Final Four, the Drive is going with them.
Yeah,
that's still in effect.
But the number one signing class. I mean. You're getting all these dudes that we're talking about right now. Papo, Hazelwood.
Right, Crouch.
Yeah, like they're all coming to – in
that number one – or are we getting the number one kid in America? A guy that's coming along for an unofficial visit?
You're getting pretty close, though. You're getting pretty close. If you get the number one class in the country, you're going to have multiple five-star players. 865-546-8200, 546-8200, your number to get on board here this afternoon on The Drive. The hot question is, what would you rather have, number one signing class in the country or a Final Four appearance this year in men's basketball? Give us a ring, 865-546-8200. Westchester's going Final Four. He's going Final Four. So far, you're the only one taking the number one class. I don't think you'll be the only one, though, man. Results are what matter. That's what you – hello, you play to win the game.
Yeah, how much number one class would jumpstart us? You know, like when you drink like three Red Bulls before a show and you come in just a ball of fire, dynamic, funny, witty, just hitting on all cylinders
as
for us.
As opposed to normal.
Yeah. I do think, though, I guess this is somewhat.
I want goons.
This is somewhat of a given, but I mean, you get the number one recruiting class. You're set up for the next year, the year after that. The Final Four. I mean, we've seen it with South Carolina, their Final Four trip that they made. And look where they're at now,
yeah,
just 2 years removed.
You're kind of arguing against yourself.
I know. I'm arguing.
I feel like we got a discount because it's Frank Martin.
But you know what?
When you throw in the 12-0, I'm leaning toward the 12-0 in the number one class.
You can't take the Final Four away from Carolina fans. I mean, it happened.
No, you
They've
can't.
Been to a Final Four, and we haven't.
It's insane that we've never been to a Final Four.
Mississippi State's been to a Final Four, and we haven't. LSU's been to multiple Final Fours. We haven't. You know, all these other schools, comparable or lesser than us, have been to Final Fours. We haven't even won the SEC tournament in my lifetime.
We did mine.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was at Stokely. Yeah. Everything good happened at Stokely. It's like a magical place from my childhood that I look, but, you know, when I'm down, I always got that. We were really good at basketball when Stokely was open.
All right, stay with us. Hour number two, we'll get some phone calls going on this one. When we continue, it's The Drive live at Corner 16 and the 7th Annual Ogle Elrod Ambrill Turkey Drop. We got 9. We're under 10. Under 10 turkeys left. If you're in West Knoxville, stop by and we'll give you the bird. 1640 Bob Kirby Road. We're at the corner of Bob Kirby and Middlebrook. The rain is dissipating. It's toasty warm inside here at Corner 16. Come on out and see us. Be right back after this.
Russell